Work with the superintendent, Eastern Navajo agent, and concerning members of his staff in developing recommendations and procedures for Bureau of Indian Affairs advanced route construction problem planning in the Eastern Navajo agent, and while joined the superintendent in reporting these recommendations to the Eastern Navajo Council for Eastern Navajo Council approval. After any route construction or maintenance problem or proposal has been studied and reported on to the Eastern Navajo Councilor, and the Eastern Navajo Councilor has adopted by formal resolution a cause of action on the problem or proposal, the committee chairman or a member or members of the committee signed by him may present the council position on the subject at any meeting of the Four Corners Academic Development Commission, Bureau of Indian Affairs, the State Highway Commission, the State Highway Department, Board of County Commission, or other concerned group. The committee will follow up to see the appropriate action is taken on all resolution relating to road construction and maintenance which are adopted by the Eastern Navajo Council, and will report on the same at each meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council. The Eastern Navajo Councilor will by form resolution inquire the Board of County Commissioner for each county which has the County Road Committee to include in the membership of such committee a member of the Eastern Navajo Councilor Road Committee. The letter to be named by the Eastern Navajo Road Committee. No road problem or proposals such be placed on the agent for any Eastern Navajo Councilor meeting until it has been studied. The base facts have been gathered in a report and recommendation by the Road Committee already for submission to the Eastern Navajo Council for its consideration. School board, public school official, tribal chapter, tribal counselor, delegate, and others should submit all road problems and proposals which they think require instruction by the Eastern Navajo Counselor to the Root Committee for the Lettering Study Report and Recommendation. The Chairman, the Vice Chairman, and Secretary of the Root Committee shall be elected by the member of the committee from their own number following the annual election of 3 members, one from each district of the Root Committee, but not later than July 31 of each year. A vote of 5 is required for election to any of these officers. The chairman will prepare an argument for each meeting based on problem and official which has been referred to the chairman committee investigation study report and the recommendation which are proceeds in following up on road resolution adopted by the Eastern Navajo Council. He will preside at all regular and special meetings of the committee and may call special council committee meeting as they appear in him to be required. He may assign problem and proposal and follow up on resolution to individual member of the committee. He will present the position or designate a member or member of the committee to do so in the Eastern Navajo Council, which the Eastern Navajo Council had adopted a firm position by resolution on any route matter to the Four Corners Academic Development Commission, Bureau of Indian Affairs, State Highways Commission, State Highway Department, Bureau of County Commissioners, or any other group which is concerned with roads matter. The Vice Chairman will serve as Chairman of the Committee with full authority to act in this activity in absence of the chairman. The secretary will get a notice of all committee meeting to member of the committee and tell all person of whom the committee may want to consent at any committee meeting. He will keep the attendance record and minute of all committee meeting and will arrange for duplication of all committee report as copy are required. The committee official records and report are the property of the committee and the Eastern Navajo Council. At the end of any committee officer term for office, he shall turn over to his successors in office. Whatever official committee record and report he may have in his proposals, recommendations for revisions or amendments of these plans of operation may be submitted to the Eastern Naval Council by the committee at any regular meeting of the Eastern Council. Such revisions or amendments will become effective only upon approval by the Eastern Council. This plan of operation was adopted by form resolution by the Eastern Naval Council on October 21, 1967. The membership to the Route Committee were changed by form action of the Eastern Council on July 15, 1968. The only revision is plan of operation are the membership and nutrition at end. Requesting the allottee IHAR to grant rights of ways for content road in the Eastern Navajo agents and subjected area and to waive rights of wage payment. Therefore, to promote and aid the major road construction, a large portion of the Eastern Navajo agents are objections area where Navajo reside remain undeveloped because of reek of good poor road and many place of beauty in Hitchcock and Archonikids interested, which comprise a great tourist and recreation potential remain undeveloped for reek of improved route into and throughout these areas, and these potential needs to be developed to improve the academic life of these areas and the improvement of the route through these will also provide for industrial commercial recreational and community development and coordination of the school system, which will greatly benefit the Navajo and other people concerned with these areas. And in order to promote and aid construction and improvement of the major route and which route will cross patient individually Indian adoptment, the owner of said patient patents allotment can assist by consenting to grants of rights of ways and further to waive rights of ways payment to give assurance of participation. The Eastern Navajo agents hereby request the owner of individual adoptment to seriously concern participation in the construction